This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, how irritable is your bowel today? It's like one of those first questions you ask the doctor. Hey, doc, how often do you go into the bathroom? And I'll just go right there and offend all my listeners, and you can leave, and then we can have a conversation. Super Don and me. No, everybody's welcome. Welcome, everybody.
We got to open up with a poop joke. Awesome.
Yeah, one bariatric surgical joke. No, it's not funny. We got to cover it. How many times have I predicted what would happen for those that ended up with gastric bypass surgery? We're going to tell you one very shocking, according to the mainstream media, and revealing side effect coming up momentarily. We have some questions of the day coming up on emphysema and lung issues, so we'll get to go there. The CDC says if you don't get your kid shot up with HPV, that's unacceptable, right? Unacceptable. And we have a return guest coming up from the Healing Revolution Summit. We first met her, Dr. Kate Kevel, and her son. She talked about her son who overcame testicular cancer, Kevel Murray, going to join us a little later. So we got a lot of great stuff. Ebola updates, those of you frightened about Ebola. Is it a psyop? Is it real? If it's real, how do you prevent it? All of that stuff. Call us now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And then bariatric surgery. We're going to have to talk about it, Super Don. But before we do, is there anything you want to bring up to lighten up the day?
Well, we already got the poop joke out of the way. You just stole my thunder, so I don't know what else to do now. I mean, that's why I'm here, right?
Well, I can't make you take a day off ever, so it might as well throw the poop joke out.
Hey, my back feels better.
That's good news. What have you done? Did you get some cannabis?
No, I did not.
I did not. Damn it.
I did not get any cannabis. I live in Oregon, and I didn't get any cannabis. What's wrong with me?
I mean, anyway. It is. Didn't we talk? You were actually at a dispensary, a place that would prescribe it for you? Weren't you?
Southern Oregon Alternative Health. They are actually not a dispensary, I don't believe.
No, maybe but they can prescribe it.
They could prescribe it, but no. I got to go back over there. Those people are so cool.
Well, for your back pain thing, I want to take care of
it. No, you know what? I rubbed some dirt on it, and I walked it off. So, you know, I got the John Wayne thing going on here.
You are such a manly man. What am I going to do?
You wouldn't have thought that if you'd seen me the day it happened.
No, when you're cowering and just don't touch me, don't move, don't make me breathe or laugh.
Mommy!
Yeah, I know. So, help me. All right, well, I'm glad you're in recovery.
Hooray. Bariatric surgery. This is actually a cool story. Not for the person and not for people who go through it. Mm-hmm. But it's cool because we were talking about bariatric surgery and the crazy sleeve things and all this stuff. We've been talking about this for years. And there was something that you said back in the day when the bariatric surgery thing was like, oh, everybody ought to get it. It's great for diabetes. It's, you know, they had all these great things that it was going to solve and do for people. Mm-hmm. And there was something you said years ago when this started becoming the fad. That it was something was going to happen. And well, here we are years later. Guess what? Yeah. Robert Scott Bell was right.
It happened. RSB was right again. You better tell Jerry Doyle. And that's why we're moving next Monday the August of the 4th, or the 4th of the August, at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So we can talk about UFOs coming down and experimenting on your bariatric systems. No, that's not UFOs. Those are medical doctors.
Those actually are anal probes. Those are anal, different. Oh,
yes, but these doctors are perfectly willing to do that, too. Don't let them. Here's why.
In 2006, 53-year-old Nina Torrell has gastric bypass surgery and loses more than 100 pounds. But several years later, a terrible side effect shows up.
I'm sweating. I know this is not, you know, normal. I was all shaky and just, it was a really ugly feeling.
So, here we have a case reported by the mainstream media, bariatric surgery. They would normally say, success, 100 pounds, gone!
Yay! Except, lost weight!
Except, just wait. For what did Robert Scott Bell predict? What would be the potential outcome or actual outcome of altering the structure and, of course, subsequent function of the GI tract? Well, let's hear a little bit more from this report.
The bridal seamstress was struggling, but no one could figure out the diagnosis. She found herself passing out regularly.
It got to the point that I was actually dropping on the floor in front of my customers.
Turns out she's hypoglycemic. She's not diabetic, but no matter what she does or eats, her blood sugar drops too low. It happens so fast, before she knows it, her body shuts down.
Did you hear what I just heard?
I heard what you just heard.
Right? Unintended consequences. They didn't know. But at first, they were like, we don't know what's going on. What is this going on? She's probably freaking out. She's passing out. And finally, they come up with the inglorious diagnosis of hypoglycemia. This is iatrogenic, chronic hypoglycemia to the point where you're passing out. And I wonder if they can figure out what's going on. I mean, now that they've identified it, are the doctors smart enough to know what is happening here? I mean, because you take somebody and alter their physiology to such a degree by ripping out their innards and expecting that the only thing that could possibly happen is good and wonderful, it's weight loss?
Lose weight.
I mean, this is Nazi medicine, lose weight. Lose your mind.
You immediately lose a few pounds because they just pull it right out of you.
Yeah, and they don't know what it was until they finally figured it out. How is Nina doing? I mean, how did it alter her life?
Yeah, I don't have a life anymore. I'm not allowed to be left alone. I'm not allowed to drive. I cannot be left with my grandkids or, you know, any of my children, infants, by myself, because if I pass out on them, you know, what are they going to do?
Passing out without warning. Think about that. Grandma, you can't be around your grandkids alone. You can't drive anymore. But you've lost 100 pounds. And as you said, Super Don, remember, it was all the rage.
Oh, yeah.
We've got your solution for obesity.
There was a period of time there we were talking about bariatric surgery probably once a week because it was just the biggest thing. And then, after we had sat there and tore down all of the reasons why you shouldn't have bariatric surgery, and it even got a little bit of bad press, what did they do? Oh, guess what? It'll cure diabetes.
Yeah, that
was
the next
thing. So then
it
was like, you know, how can you say anything bad about bariatric surgery?
Right. Cure diabetes. Of course, it gives you permanent chronic hypoglycemia, and you'll pass out, and you can't be alone with the kids, and you can't drive, but at least you won't be a diabetic. But, you know, you could die of extreme hypoglycemia. This is, and what is it this humble homeopath with an attitude said all those years ago? The unintended consequence, inevitable as it would be, is that these people would end up dying of deficiency diseases. Did I not say that? Did I not say that there would be severe malabsorption issues? That even if you put things into their mouth to eat that are good and healthy, they are likely not to be absorbed and assimilated appropriately because you've disastrously altered the physiological interface with the outside world. And this is exactly what this case is very important to bring out. I'm sorry for Nina and what her problems are here, but I'm thankful that the media is covering it because maybe people will look twice, think twice or 10 times before they get cut upon by gastroenterologists. Because you can always count on them, even though they have high-level degrees, to not know what the hell is going on, not figure out what happened, why it's happened, and then you're going to have to go to another specialist. You think I'm kidding?
Her case is actually one of the more severe cases.
Henry Ford endocrinologist Avery Sulank has been treating Nina. She says doctors don't understand the link between hypoglycemia and gastric bypass surgery.
Most likely it's believed that it's a combination of the change in anatomy, the change in the hormones, the change in how the food is absorbed. It will be a combination of things.
They don't understand the link between bariatric surgery and hypoglycemia. I could explain that to my 8-year-old. Is she 9 yet? She's 9. Did she turn 9?
Hey.
She's 9.
Just like that.
How did that happen? Yeah. No, I could explain that. And they go to an endocrinologist, and they go, we're not sure. It could be this. It could be that. It could be this. Could be that. And, of course, they're going to have to wait for a peer-reviewed journal to publish what I've been saying for years. And you know, nothing against it if it's done legitimately without conflicts of interest and they show, hey, look at that. But we're not known to wait around for that, especially when it comes to dunderheaded doctors. Let me just hear that just real quick again, see if that...
And gastric bypass surgery.
Most likely it's believed that it's a combination of the change in anatomy, the change in the hormones, the change...
Well, the change in anatomy, that could be a clue. We ripped out their guts.
You think?
But we're not certain. We're looking into it.
It could be.
I'm a trained endocrinologist. Don't question me. Just look at all the letters after my name. That's all you need to know about. Now, how severe is this? I believe Nina's married, and you want to hear, I'm just wondering how she survives the night if she wakes up in this hypoglycemic state. What kind of extraordinary measures is her husband going to have to do to get his wife to be awake in the morning?
Basically, what is just her needle, what it has fluid.
Nina's husband, Dan, is always ready with an injection that will raise her glucose levels, and it works, usually.
I just inject it into her thigh. And within 15, 30 seconds, she starts to respond a little bit. But in the morning, there's been mornings that I have to give her two in order for her to come out of her glucose episode that she's having.
Is it scary?
Yes. Yes, it's very scary.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Super Don, your spouse, your wife, or if my wife, I had to wake her up with injections of sugar,
yeah,
glucose.
And you do one, and she doesn't wait. Holy crap. Okay, two. Come on, wake up, wake
Any
up.
Any morning, you're thinking, thanks a lot, docs. Sure, my wife lost 100 pounds, but I don't know if she's going to survive the night. Now, of course, what we would be doing with hypoglycemia is the GTF chromium. If you're not clear on that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that's the food-grown form, 100% whole food chromium that we get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 100 micrograms three times a day, 100 micrograms three times a day. I think that what I would do in this woman's case, Nina, to get this in her, since her GI tract is so corrupt, I'd literally have her chew up the tablet, keep it in her mouth, saliva mixes it in, get some absorption mucosally as well, because digestion begins there. So that would be great, and maybe that could break some of the cycle for Nina. In fact, they've sent her to the Mayo Clinic. It's gotten worse since this report. Not for you, though. You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. How about question of the day on emphysema? Lung issues. Yeah. Coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Super Don, do we have a theme song for questions of the day? We do have so many nowadays.
Is that a request?
I don't know. It's a request. Hey, can you play that song? I don't remember what it was by the Monkees. I used to love that. No, the request is perhaps. I mean, what do we do? How do we do a question of the day? Most of these are not coming in as phone calls. You can call, by the way, 866-939-2355.
Well, let's see. Questions of the day, we could consider that. Well, that's email. So we could call it the mailbag.
Yeah, I could. I mean, a lot of them.
I'll tell you what. I will come up with something for questions of the day.
And it's not going to be you got mail. Let's not do that.
You got mail.
Overdone. Oh. Question of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, we're moving to 7 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, starting August 4th. So set your clocks ahead, or yes, whatever, or a Google Calendar invite, whatever. We'll see you there. Mr. Bell, my husband is a smoker of 30 years. Today, the doctor told him he has the beginnings of emphysema. But if he would quit smoking, his throat would heal itself from this horrible disease. Wow, that's kind of cool. A doctor actually acknowledged that his throat would heal itself. That's not pretty normal, is it? Good doctor. All right. He is only 46 years old. That's as old as you are, almost, isn't it?
Almost? No,
is this your wife? Is this your wife writing to me about you?
No, it's not. I'm 45. Okay. I'm not 46.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying. It's a little close.
You're the old man, not me.
Yeah, our friend said he needs to start using silver hydrosol in a nebulizer. And our friend heard about it on your program, The Robert Scott Bell Show. Can you give us information on dosage and where to buy the nebulizer and the silver, please? Also, any other suggestions on how to fight emphysema would be greatly appreciated, Judith. All right, Judith. Well, these are my experiences and my perspectives. They're not exhaustive. They're always ways, and there are a lot of listeners that know a lot of good stuff. That's why we put it up there on the social network, so everybody can add their 2 cents in as well. And eventually, Super Don puts this up as a YouTube, so if you miss it, you get to hear it. But the first question she asked was about silver hydrosol. That's the bioactive silver hydrosol I've been using for years. We put a teaspoon of that into the nebulizer cup and inhale it all the way into the lungs deeply. Why do we do that? Silver is antimicrobial. Silver downregulates inflammation. Silver upregulates regenerative events within the body, restoring integrity to tissue. All right? All of these things are necessary in emphysema. But I'm going to add something to this mix because they may be new listeners to the show. Indian tobacco, otherwise known as Lobelia, L-O-B-E-L-I-A. You've heard me talk about Lobelia tincture. Now, if you drank this straight, chug-a-lugged it, it can be toxic. Just like anything in nature, too much could be bad for you. So what we want to do is take about a fifth of a teaspoon, a dropperful of the tincture of Lobelia, drop it into a large glass of water, preferably Robert's water at robertswater.com. You check it out, the ionized alkali structured water, microclustered. But any clean water will do in this case. And it will be sipped upon. Very nicely. Sip.
Sipped upon. It will be sipped upon. That's the way you put that.
Sip it good. And over a course of the morning, a couple hours, whatever. So it's not a chug-a-lug scenario. You're not like in college going, how many beers can I drink? How fast? That's not what we're doing here. We're sipping on Lobelia water. Lobelia tincture added to water every day. Lobelia is known to regenerate cilia, the hair-like fibers, if you will, the projections that are destroyed in emphysema by tobacco smoke. That is hardly any tobacco, as we've gone through over the years. Other things to consider for the homeopathic healing. King Bio has many lung-focused formulas, asthma, bronchitis, etc. you can use. If you're into the single Latin name remedies and like to go to visit Harry Potter parks like Super Don, then you will come with me on a trip into Latin land. And we'll talk about Bryonia alba as our first and foremost remedy homeopathically because it's a liver polycrest and also works with the lungs and coughs and respiratory issues. That's my starting point because we've got to detox. If you've been toking down the tobacco cigarettes of today, you are sucking down loads of cadmium. Cadmium is depleting your selenium. Cadmium is damaging your kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the kidneys, the lungs, all of these are related. And that's one, not just the smoke coming into the lungs, a lot of reasons that compound the lung problems and emphysema. So we need more selenium. And I told you about the GTF chromium from Jonathan. Get the food-grown selenium from him at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And at least 200 micrograms a day. I would probably want to go up to 4, 6, or even 800 micrograms a day of the 100% whole food form of selenium because it's been depleted in cigarettes.
Those come in tablets or capsules,
little tablets,
so
yes.
Those would be swallowed upon.
Swallowed upon, not sipped upon. Thank
That's
you very
right.
much, Super
That's
Don.
Right. And be sure to tune in the next segment where the Robert Scott Bell Show can be listened upon as we cover another exciting topic.
And the CDC and Suchet can be sat upon for being a dunderhead and telling you that you're... Well, we're going to get to that. HPV controversy? Not here. But at the CDC, they're certainly creating more by wanting to get your kids shot up with worthless, dangerous vaccinations for the human papillomavirus. That is not the cause, kids!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If we could raise HPV vaccine coverage
to the same level as the pertussis vaccinations or the meningitis vaccinations, we could prevent thousands of HPV-associated cancers every year.
Ooh, sleight of hand. Magic tricks from the CDC spokesperson. Can I say spokeswench? Can I call her that? Is that okay?
Sure you can. It's your show.
And shoe chat or something. Man, this is the spokeswench of the day for the CDC. Promoting what? HPV shots for your children because, darn it, Merck's just not selling enough Gardasil. Aw, oh, bummer, dude. Listen, you know what Merck should do? Merck should inject themselves and leave our little boys and girls the hell alone. And listen to this very telling last sentence from Anne. I'm going to replay right now because it relates to the fallacy of causation that they like to leave you with, believing in your mind that HPV causes cervical cancer.
Of HPV-associated cancers every year.
Of HPV-associated. There's an association of HPV, Super Don. Did you know? Are you in that association? No, don't answer
wonder,
that.
I wonder what you have to do to join the association.
The association. Thing. Can I? Well, I like the Honky Tonk Bar Association. Remember that
you get
one?
A plaque, maybe a patch you can put on your shirt or something.
Yeah, that was Garth Brooks, the Honky Tonk Bar Association. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association, by the way. But is there now, according to the CDC, an HPV association? And why didn't she say HPV-caused cancers? Isn't that intriguing? I think we should investigate. Because we know they're not going to. Once again, going back to the whole determining factor of, oh, HPV causes cancer. Lies, built upon lies, built upon lies, based on what? Misinformation. Oh, myth. Myth information, I should say. Yes, what is it? Myth information. What is the myth here? The myth, HPV causes cervical cancer. Why? Because they scraped some cervical cancer cells or biopsied some cervical cancer cells, put it in the magical, that's another three-letter word. You think you'll remember the three letters I'm about
what?
To say? Yeah. From HPV, they got to do this kind of test. There are three letters in it. You remember?
Oh, shoot. What is
yes.
that?
You know it, don't you?
Oh, man.
I bet Matt on the board will get it. Three letters. First one sounds like puh.
P?
Yeah, that's it. First letter.
PDF. No.
No, not a PDF test. It's a PDF test.
No, I know this. I just can't. I'm having a mental
second. Second word sounds like
PS?
No, not PS.
PC?
Thank you. All right.
PCB, PC.
You know, this is like going back in time. If you remember the NFL, somebody said Terry Bradshaw was so stupid he
PCR.
Couldn't spell. Thank you. Remember when they said he couldn't right. spell cat if you spotted him with the C and the A? Was I going to have to go there with you? I'll forgive you because you've been in pain.
I'm not as much as an egghead as you are on some
See,
of these things.
No, but the thing is, it's funny. You'll remember multisyllabic Latin-named homeopathic remedies, but you won't remember three letters.
Yeah. All PCR. Right. Well, you know what? After what? This, I will probably never forget it. So,
man, see, this is how it is.
Well
tough
done.
Love. Tough
well
love.
Done.
You'll never forget
Old
this.
Dogs can learn new tricks.
And you know what? We're going to get flooded with phone calls saying, RSB, be nice to Super Don. He's in pain. I am being nice to Super Don. I love Super Don. You know that. Anyway, so, and to emphasize this, HPV, they biopsied cancer cells. They did PCR, polymerase chain reaction. And they took a fragment of genetic anomalies, so we don't know what's there, we'll just see. And then they amplify it hundreds and hundreds of millions of times to say, aha, this is it, we know now, it's the HPV that is caught. Wait a second, just like on HIV, it could also be your mother's Oldsmobile or your father's. It's so nonspecific. And this is the myth of the test, just like HIV test, the myth of PCR to detect HPV in cancer cells. And from that, they have now created a, not a cottage industry, a multi-billion dollar industry to sell you what? To sell you on injections, shots, vaccinations, for which there is no need whatsoever. Even they acknowledge this may cover 4 of the 100 plus strains of it. But in any case, ignore all of that because that's just side discussion from the main discussion that there is no evidence to say that HPV causes cervical cancer. But then again, the CDC is certainly happy to call it unacceptable when talking to you parents who are daring not to get their kids shot up with this stuff.
According to the CDC, one main reason parents say they did not have their child vaccinated is because their doctor never recommended it.
Ooh, they're really pissed.
Ooh.
CDC is pissed at you, doctor. You're just not doing your job in recommending shots for your kid patients. See, so this point, it took it even further than attacking parents. Now it's going after the doctors who are just not on board with this program. Get with it. Snap to it. Your license may be at stake, CDC. It's unacceptable. We can't get the parents to do it, but maybe we can put the pressure on the doctors to give a vaccine for which there is no reason, no real purpose. But, hey, don't worry. They'll find a doctor. They'll find Nazi doctors that are out there to experiment on children. They're always available to mainstream networks like CBS.
Pediatrician Jessica Sessions says she always recommends the vaccinations to patients, but some parents aren't ready to listen.
HPV is related to genital warts, which can sometimes be a tricky thing to talk to a parent about.
Seriously? What is tricky about talking about genital warts with parents? There's nothing tricky about that.
Well, it's that whole thing about, how do you talk about genital warts with your child without having to talk about how you get genital warts? It's the whole talking about the birds and the bees thing.
But, yeah, doctors talking to parents about this, if you want to say something's awkward, if you don't have a good relationship with your kids to talk about this stuff, maybe that would be awkward. But not a doctor talking to parents about it. But even so... Even so, let's also acknowledge the fact that the HPV, even if it is present, may or may not be necessarily sexually transmitted, that it clears almost in and of its own accord with a child that has a decently functioning immune system. No intervention whatsoever. And I'm going to get into some interventions that you can utilize that will accelerate that recovery. But you do have, as well as dunderheaded doctors, some dunderheaded parents. And I don't know. You know, we talk about using the intelligence God may have given you. In this case, I don't think it's happening.
Darren's mom didn't hesitate.
It's absolutely a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want to just go ahead and protect their family against something that's so easily preventable?
The fact is, it's a no-brainer because she wasn't using her brain. It's one thing to say, well, who wouldn't want to protect your child? See, no one's arguing that. I'm not arguing that. The question is, are you really protecting your child by injecting them with toxic poisons, things that can cause paralysis and even death? And could that be the real reason why vaccination for this Gardasil Cervarix focus on HPV is not going as well as they had hoped at Merck in particular, but also GSK with their Cervarix vaccine? So there's an article here in Natural News talking about it. I just saw one from... Fierce Pharma talking about Merck aiming to boost HPV vaccination rates amid lagging numbers. And, you know, this is what I say. Inject all Merck executives and leave our children the hell alone. Because this is not even, it doesn't even rise to the realm of science, in my opinion. This is marketing. Marketing 101. Econ 101. Frighten the population into believing in a link that isn't really there. A causation that isn't there, which got to the credit of Ann Suchat at the CDC. She didn't say it caused it. She says it's associated. We're going to join the Honky Tonk HPV Bar Association here with the CDC. It's just an association, not a causation. And recognize that the law of the terrain is what's important here, not the antibody that theoretically or actually may develop in contact with this so-called HPV. What would we do? Well, be healthy. Practice here, what would we say? Better hygiene. Proper sanitation, good nutrition. All of these things play a role in what? The health of your genitalia. Can I say it any more directly clear than that? It's part of your body. It's not like, boys, it's dangling out there, and girls, it's hidden in there. But it's part of your body. And so use these same concepts and apply them in those areas of function. And should you be concerned, what is the most virostatic substance on the planet that I'm aware of, that I've studied for many years? And it goes back to the emphysema question when they said, hey, well, I want to nebulize silver into the lungs. Well, ladies, girls, if you are concerned with HPV manifestations in terms of abnormal cells, inflammation, or even genital warts, and this could be for men as well, silver is one of the great neutralizers of viral activity. And then we would go to homeopathy as an adjunct here. There are warts formulas, Thuja Occidentalis, and many others that can address this anywhere on the body, on the hand, or, you know, in the nether regions, as they say. Do they say that in Britain, or is that American?
The nether regions. Huh?
Right?
Nederlanders.
Liam would love to talk about this, because the question is, why are they called the nether regions, right? It sounds scary. Oh, the nether regions. Don't go there, right?
You know, a lot of people use that term, but I'll bet you a lot of people don't understand, including me. So let's go ahead, carry on. Let me see where that came from.
Where the sun don't shine, they say it in the south, unless you happen to go to a, I don't know what you go to for that. All right. So there you go. CDC wants you to vaccinate your children. They are in collusion with Merck and the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex to promote an idea that isn't true, but as long as they can make you believe it, that's what matters. And that is so true with HIV, like we said with HPV, even hepatitis C. The idea is to get people to believe something that isn't true, and it becomes true. That is the power of your belief. And if they can get you to believe that this can cause cancer, then they can get parents to ignore the fact that their child could die or get paralyzed from the shots and accept this when it is clearly not only not necessary, it's detrimental to accept it and to apply it, to utilize it. So homeopathic warts formula, call up King Bio, kingbio.com. They're at 800-543-3245. Also, any kind of immune modulation can be had from our good friends at Better Way Health, the beta 1-3-D glucan we use, betterwayhealth.com. Hello to our friends, Reggie and the gang in Atlanta. Go get some Better Way Health's beta 1-3-D glucan and modulate immunity in the right direction. All right, when we come back, could this be an MOD related to your kids playing sports in the S-U-N? Let's find out what the KID will do when we're confronted in such a way.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Next hour on Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Kate Kevel and her son, Kevel Murray. And how did he overcome testicular cancer without going through chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery? We're going to go more into that story. And more empowering, living proof that there are many ways to cure cancer without resorting to toxicological insanity based in Nazi medicine. We're not going there, but we do talk about it just to wake up those that are new to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Natural News, and, of course, our syndicator GCN all over planet Earth, also heard through Natural News Radio and UK Health Radio and Digital Radio -103 Down Under. And where else? Well, update, 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, next week starting August the 4th. And then Sunday still 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern time. So we still stick with that. Also, upcoming event, the 8th of August. That's a Thursday. We will be live. I'll be lecturing, a free lecture, at Vitality Bistro in little, sweet little Mount Dora, Florida. And at 7, we'll go live on the air for 2 hours right from the restaurant. So come and join us for a good, organic, clean, living, alive, vegetarian, vegan food. And the Robert Scott Bell Show, Thursday, August 8th. We'll get an image up. Maybe you can plug that up there, vitalitybistro.com. Now, back to the kids. Concern for the S-U-N just doesn't seem to stop, as if the sun causes bad things to happen when it is life-sustaining. Well, a new study is, it's just so observant. And it brings us back, well, how would I say this? It's time for today's
Moment of Dove.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dove brought to you by the Dermatological Dunderheads. Say that 3 times fast. Who want to frighten you from the sun? All kids, stay out of the sun! Well, what did they observe in the study? It was published in one of the JAMA journals. And they found, Super Don, hold on to your hat if you're wearing a sun hat. And if you're not, shame on you, that most kids will use shade if provided at outdoor sports camps when they're playing out in the hot sun all day. They will actually choose of themselves. Mom and dad doesn't have to ride them. The coach doesn't have to. They can just look at them. Look at little Johnny, little Susie. They're going in the shade. I didn't tell them to do that. Who'd have thunk that?
I'm shocked.
I know. I mean, come on. Granted, there can be some kids that don't get when they're too hot and they're sweating or they're heat stroke. That's a different story. But kids are intelligent. They hey, look, shade over there. I'll sit under that tree. Or if you bring me a tent or umbrella, that's cool. We'll hang out there for a while. Now, we don't advocate getting burnt to a crisp here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't. I know. Surprise. We don't. But we know also how to address appropriate sun exposure if it goes too a little too far. My daughter went to the beach yesterday with her friends. She came back, not a total rock lobster, but a little slightly overdone. And what did we do? We did the silver hydrosol. We did the aloe vera. Thank you, our friends at Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One, aloe1.com, aloe1.com. And, you know, there's no pain, there's no peeling. It's an amazing thing that can happen. And you all out there have your own methods, but I recommend using the silver and the aloe. It's wonderful. If you only have the silver, Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, that's cool too. But is it not a little bit of a moment of doubt, or was I exaggerating a little for effect, Super Don? Because I just think this is a bit absurd.
It's insane, and it really is just... And when you put it in context, mm-hmm. And you connect the dots, you get where it is they're trying to go with this. Because it's not about do kids like to stand in shade, which is when you start to read the article and you look at the headline, that's what it's about. It's about, oh, look, we did a study when we found that when kids are playing soccer and it's timeout, they gravitate towards the shade. No kidding. They're hot. Yeah. They're sweaty. They want to relax. But if you dig deeper into the article, then you discover that what they're doing is they're trying to take kids going to the shade and say, look, this is something everybody needs to do. All kids that play outside sports need to be provided shade. Maybe Obamacare can cover shade structures now because we need to prevent sun cancer.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, and you bring up the Obamacare, but the unacceptable, the use of the term unacceptable, right? In Obamacare, they said unacceptably low levels of health coverage. And look what we got. It's unacceptable that your parents or doctors are not recommending the HPV shots. Could they come in with, it's unacceptable that you kids are not going into the shade, even though most of them are?
Go to the shade!
You know, the only ones that wouldn't are probably the ones that were prevented from touching the hot stove when they were younger, and they didn't learn the difference between hot and cold. So they look up, I don't know how I'm hot. Well, help them out. Teach them these things, moms and dads. Let them know. Hey, we're here for you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ebola! Should we be really scared, or do we have strategies? That's another question of the day. Dr. Kevel, cancer cures? And more coming up in the next hour, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.